The residents of Bragg Creek and the surrounding area will be treated to a day of festive fun that includes, but is not limited to, a pancake breakfast, pony rides, a pie-eating contest, and a parade this weekend. The festivities mark the annual Bragg Creek Days, set to kick off early Saturday, July 20th. Community members and guests from far and wide will be treated to live music, beer gardens, an art mosaic project, and a food market staffed by local vendors. Ramond Maxfield, a lead organizer of Bragg Creek Days and member of the Bragg Creek Community Association, BCCA, said the day's events represent a little of everything Bragg. If you came to Bragg Creek Days, you'd get a really good feel for what we're all about here, Maxfield said. It's a big, strong community with lots of different factions of the demographic having fun together. Some Bragg Creek Days events, like the parade and popular pie-eating contest, have become community staples. The parade itself is in its 55th year, with this year's parade being marshaled by the firefighters of the Redwood Fire Department. The parade will feature a lot of Bragg Creek area history, including antique cars, horses, and carriages. After an early pancake breakfast that starts at 8 a.m., the parade will start at 10:30 a.m. From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Community Association will host the live music stage, featuring local talent and headlined by musician Alan Christie. Concurrent to the live stage are the local market and food vendors and the ATB Kids Zone, which features a community art mosaic project and free face painting. At 1 p.m. the popular pie-eating contest will begin, and from 1 to 3 p.m. attendees can get pony rides at the trading post. It's just a really feel good about the community day and hanging out and having fun and being outside, Maxfield said. Maxfield hasn't been involved with the BCCA for very long, but veteran organizers of Bragg Creek Days have told her that the events have evolved over time to include kid-friendly activities, reflecting the changing demographics of the hamlet. There are a lot of younger families that have moved into Bragg Creek, she said. We have a lot more kids here, and so we're kind of trying to focus more on the kids' activities and amping that part up a bit. As Maxfield said, the event is a little of everything Bragg, and she hoped many would come out to enjoy a fun day in the picturesque little hamlet.